Welcome to this meditation for overcoming a fear of spiders. Arachnophobia is one of the most common fears. Some people just see a spider and become anxious. Although you may never love spiders, you can learn to deal with your anxiety about them. Please find a comfortable position. Take a deep breath. And close your eyes. Take another deep breath and breathe out into relaxation. Now let's start off by saying something that might feel a little uncomfortable. Say, I love spiders. Although this is obviously not true, it does help you feel better about them. So say it again. I love spiders. And again, I love spiders. Although this is a strange thought, know that spiders live in the home with us. 98% of houses have spiders living inside, and this is completely normal. So become aware of this fact. Spiders live in the home with you. Little small ones in the corner, and that's okay. Now imagine a tiny spider in the corner of your bathroom. He is so much smaller than you, and probably more afraid of you than you are of him. You do not kill this spider, you just let him be. And turns out he catches unwanted bugs in his web. Now let's imagine looking at a spider. Allow for the vision of a spider to come into your mind and allow the fear and anxiety to come with it. It's perfectly okay to feel these ways. Imagine the spider's 8 legs. Allow yourself to feel the fear. It's perfectly fine. This is a technique to build awareness and exposure. If you can just think about spiders, you're already a step ahead. It's okay to start small. Just thinking about a spider in your mind is already making progress. Allowing yourself to think of spiders and imagine them is called exposure therapy. And over time, your fear will slowly start diminishing by practicing this technique. And you will probably feel anxious while doing exposure therapy, and this is completely normal. Just know that you are not in real danger, and you will make it through the anxiety you feel. And with this anxiety, breathe deeply. While imagining the spider or looking at pictures of them, the longer you commit to staying with this exposure, the more likely it will work. Begin to breathe very deeply now, knowing you are in no real danger. each breath you take is diminishing your fear. Use the breath as a tool to help you let go of this fear. After practicing the exposure technique, when you feel your fear starting to diminish, up your exposure by looking at videos of spiders. And remember, you probably will feel discomfort, but as long as you don't feel completely overwhelmed, you should keep going. Good. When you watch videos of spiders and you sit through them, you are working on taking care of your fear, which is in turn taking care of yourself. Next time you are in the presence of a real spider, don't automatically smash it, or run away, or scream for someone else to kill it. Simply stand far away from it and keep looking right at it. Continue looking at the spider from a distance until you feel less scared. Keep in mind that you are identifying whether it is a harmful spider or a non-deadly spider. Chances are it is a harmless spider. So slowly move one step closer and stand there in that position for some time until you feel less scared again. Moving a step closer and a step closer, keeping in mind that the spider will not harm you. And if you continue through this prolonged exposure, you may naturally become less afraid. Another great way to help your fear of spiders is to increase your interaction with them. Perhaps you can go visit them at the zoo, or maybe you know a friend who has a pet spider. If you see a spider in your home, you can catch it under a glass and watch it, observing the way it moves, knowing that it can't get to you through the cup. You could even go to the pet store and request that you hold one. This is a surefire way to overcome your fear of spiders. If your fear of spiders is excessive and is interfering with your daily life, you may need professional help. So make sure you take care of yourself first. Understanding your fear and thinking about spiders differently can really help. There's a difference between a normal fear of spiders and a phobia. If you have a phobia, please seek professional help to overcome it. Otherwise, breathe deeply into this fear, allowing each breath to take away your stress, little by little. You've done wonderful work today. Please take a nice deep breath before finishing this meditation, and gently open your eyes.